And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of our continent's eminent voiceover artists, Chilulemba, the voiceover plug.
Hello, hello. Hope you're having a productive week, a productive day, a productive month, a productive year so far. This is Chilulemba, and you're listening to The Voiceover Plug. Today's episode is a conversation, and the conversation is being done between South Africa and France through the power of Source Connect Now. Search for it online. It's a very useful app for these kind of things. And our guest is somebody important to the voiceover community, particularly in South Africa, because she ventures out to empower other voiceover artists through Talking Voiceovers, which is a series that lives on YouTube where she speaks to other voiceover artists. And she also created this huge Facebook group called Mzansi Voiceover People. You can check it out and join the group if you will. So that's the conversation today. Gail Gonslin is our guest on The Voiceover Plug.
The Voiceover Plug with Chilulemba.
So here's my feeling around this, and would you agree? Gail's like a revolutionary in terms of our industry. You kind of created this platform where there are now like 1,000, I don't know how many thousands of people are on that Facebook group who are learning and getting nuggets of wisdom and sharing content about the voiceover industry. So you've actually created a community like no other. So, for that, I'd say you're like revolutionary in this area. I said, would you agree? But you must agree.
I will have to agree. You give me no choice.
No choice. Yeah, and so I salute you for that. But then you did something very interesting last year, if my calendar is good in my head, in that you uprooted yourself and moved to France.
That's right.
And that move was a brave move. And I'm fascinated because obviously you're chronicling some of the things that you were doing while you were there, part of which is like you're kind of like living a nomad life. You've got your studio, which is like a mobile studio, doubling as your residence, if I'm correct. And so I'm super fascinated by this. And you can obviously correct me if I'm going wrong with these facts. And so to start with, I'm going to be very different on this episode of Voiceover Plug in asking you to tell people where they can see your story and follow it. Usually that comes at the end, but I want to set it up right at the beginning so that if somebody's listening and they want to, from the jump, see what you're up to, they can go ahead. And then I'll shoot into a couple of questions in our conversation.
Okay, sure. The best way to see my story is to follow me on Instagram at gail.and.gus.the.bus. Gail and Gus the bus, basically.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And you're on LinkedIn, because I've been following your stuff on LinkedIn as well.
Yes. So I also write a blog once a month approximately, but it doesn't really give all the details of my story. It's just my thoughts every now and then and a little extra.
Okay.
And I post that on LinkedIn.
So I'm getting your story as your story light.
Yes,
if indeed. I'm getting it on LinkedIn. Okay.
Yes, follow me on Instagram.
All right, cool. So Gail, let's dig into it. Last year, you decided to make the move. It is last year, right?
Yes.
Please tell us why.
I guess change is like a holiday, and I'm not very good at doing the same thing for a very long time. And I did the same thing for a very long time. And last year, I realized, well, the year before, because it did take me about a year to plan this, that my kids were grown up and I was working from home and I was basically sitting at home working. And I thought, well, instead of sitting at home working, I could be sitting somewhere else working as a voiceover. And then, you know, why not complicate things a little further and make my home mobile as well? So I came across this whole van life thing on Instagram and adapted it to my own way of doing things. And here I am in France with a studio on wheels.
So between the time that you made that decision to go to France and the time that you got on the plane to head out, what would you say? How long was that period?
About 9 months. I came back from a holiday in France in 2021, where I was still doing my Talking Voiceovers interviews.
Yeah, the YouTube channel and all that good stuff.
I was doing all that from my holiday in France. And I thought, well, I can do that, you know, anywhere I am. So from when I came back in September of 21, until moving in June. So yeah, about 9 months to plan.
And you do speak French, because I mean that's one of obviously the major barriers for somebody, you know, diving into France. I've been to Paris a couple of times, and you know, the first time we went, I remember having to pull out that Google Translate thing on my phone, and I use that quite a bit. But I'm assuming you're fluent.
Yes, I am. I was born in France, and I have family in France, which makes life a lot easier.
Totally makes
definitely.
Sense. Okay.
But there's lots of South Africans in France, actually. I'm on the South Africans in France Facebook group, and there's lots of them here. So.
Oh, lovely. So big community.
You wouldn't be lost.
And where in France are you? I mean, I know you're moving around, but are you kind of domiciled in one specific region?
I'm domiciled somewhere in the middle in a lost little village, but that's just my official domicile, which is a company who caters for people like us who have no official home.
Yeah.
So actually right now I'm as far north up front as you can get, almost in England. I could step into the sea and I would be in England.
Hence the cold.
Yeah, the rain, the wind right now. It's winter too.
All right. Now, so Gail, this is the voiceover plug. So, you know, let's get geeky for a while. Let's talk equipment and your process and
yes. How
you're keeping active with work.
Yes.
So I think I remember seeing your studio within the mobile home, and you've been getting work. You've been doing like e-learning stuff, I think, and you know, that kind of thing continues.
Yes.
So let's start first of all with connectivity, because obviously you have to send out this audio once you're done. And like today you gave me advice about using, I think you're using OneDrive. I almost said OneCloud. So using OneDrive to transfer stuff and all the stuff.
Yeah.
So how's it working out for you? Do you want to start talking about the work opportunities or the gear first?
Let's start with gear. And then comes the work.
So what are you using? I remember when you were in South Africa, you had like a full-on booth, which I think you sold before you left. Yeah, maybe you miss it.
I miss it so much. Okay, I'll tell you about my gear. Okay, so yes. Right now you're hearing me and I don't sound too bad.
Mm.
And this might surprise you, but I'm actually on a phone, a share my data connection.
Oh.
I don't even remember how to say that in English now.
How do you say it in French?
Partage de données.
Yeah. That sounds très bien.
Très bien. So my phone is sitting on my roof light right now, and it's catching the airwaves up there, and it's sending the airwaves, the Wi-Fi, to my computer. So that's my connection.
Okay.
And it's not bad. I mean, I'm on Source Connect, and everything's working out fine. So that's the first one. It's the big one. So I have a lot of data on my contract, and it's going to my computer, which is connected to my SSL2 audio card. And that is connected to my microphone, which is a SE2200. It's not one that I really heard of when I was in South Africa.
Is that the Audio Technica?
No, it's SE, which is... SE.
Oh, sorry, the SE is that brand with the small S and the big E.
That's it. Yeah, 2200.
Yeah, I had one of those.
It's very popular in France. A lot of voice artists have it here. So when I came here, I got that.
Okay.
And the SSL2 audio interface, solid state logic.
Nice. And then in terms of acoustic in your mobile home, are you happy? Is it working out, or did you have to do some stuff to pad the space?
I didn't have to do too much to pad the space. As you can imagine, I'm not going to say that audio in a car is great. No.
Yeah, it is, though.
It is. I mean, but
most times.
In a motorhome, I've got couches and a bed and cushions. And so there's a lot of padding happening here already.
Okay.
And on the windows, I've got curtains. So a lot of absorbing things here.
Okay, fantastic. And then in terms of now the opportunities that you get, so obviously you maintain some of your clients from SA. And because of the fact that the time zone or the time difference isn't hectic, I'm sure you've been able to continue servicing those clients.
Yes, it's great that the time zones are the same. So we can talk on a almost live basis. Mm. It's only in winter that I'm an hour behind.
Yes.
So I've kept my clients from South Africa. I've made new ones in France. And then there's all the clients all around the world, in fact. So the time zone doesn't actually matter. And that's where I realized that I could work from anywhere, because I was already in South Africa, which was anywhere for them. So it doesn't really matter where I am.
Okay. And for those, you use like pay-to-play sites, or do you have an agent that's helping you out, you know, with your
work?
I
use pay-to-play sites, and I have clients that I acquired over the years via personal marketing. I don't have an agent.
You're like me. Well, now I've had to kind of, you know, get into an alliance with one agency here because onboarding proves to be difficult with certain suppliers. And
yeah.
So it's easier to just kind of get into an agreement
Absolutely.
With an agent.
No, agents are important. They really know the ins and outs. So I had one in South Africa, but I'm not on site anymore, so it didn't work out.
Okay. But isn't it, you know, you can still use the South African agent, but I suppose, you know, you're already wiggling your way through it, so you don't need to.
Yeah. I could have a South African agent, but I think they prefer to work with on-site studios. There's not so much offline or, you know, off-site.
Okay. I was in LA last month. That's VoiceOver conference and the awards thing.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Gail. Thank you.
Yeah.
But in talking to some of the guys there, particularly there's a guy that I met called Smack.
You can follow him on Instagram. His handle is Smack Lewis.
He was telling me that, was it him? But what, if it wasn't him, it was somebody else telling me that their goal is to have representation in each region. It wasn't Smack. Smack is represented by like four guys. The guy who said he wanted representation in all regions was a British voiceover, because that's how they do it over there, where you can have like maybe four agents representing you or six, depending on, you know, who's servicing what region. Whereas here it's almost like, you know, the agents feel a sense of ownership. They want their pound of flesh once you're signed with them. In most cases, like you can only be exclusive to one agent. It's one of those things. I suppose.
I haven't explored that possibility, actually. Something I need to look into.
You're also about community, as I mentioned earlier on. You're still managing the Mzansi VoiceOver group on Facebook. Is there a similar thing in France that you've plugged into where there's a community of artists, similar to what you said about South Africans having a community in there? Is there like a VoiceOver family that you're connecting with while you're there?
Yes, there are several here, and I am connected to one in particular. And so, yes, I know all these voiceover people all over France. And now that I'm traveling, I make it a point wherever I go, to every city I go to dig out the voiceovers in that city and meet them up for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. In terms of the work that you're doing, you said that you're fluent in French.
Yes.
And are you doing French voiceover as well, or is your, you know, main thing still English?
No, definitely a lot of French voiceover.
Oh, okay.
I think the English-speaking clients who need French work appreciate that I speak English properly. So that is it's an advantage over purely French people who might not speak English, because we can actually communicate behind the scenes. And I also do English with a French accent, which is very strange, because I normally speak English quite well, but they like it this way too. And that's actually quite one of my biggest sellers. I never thought
wow.
that it would be, but in fact it is. So yeah.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, exactement.
Oh la la.
I'm versatile.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sounds brilliant. All right, so now this is the thing. I want to find out, Maybe let's start this way. What are some of the most interesting or weird stories, like maybe just one that you can share from your journey, particularly because you're doing something that a lot of people haven't done? The only place I've seen somebody decide to get into a mobile home and have a voiceover career in there is a video that I saw, I think, on Instagram or on TikTok. And, you know, people follow that particular voice artist. So you're the first person that I've met who's taken that journey. And I know personally. So what have some of the challenges been, maybe start with a weird story and then tell us about some of the challenges.
Challenges I can definitely start with is that even though the sound inside the mobile motorhome is good, it is not soundproof. So when it rains, as it is right now in the north of France in winter, it is a problem. That's a problem. Yes, and otherwise, you know, people walking past and speaking and shouting, I have to stop. And right now, you may, if you're lucky, you might hear a train.
Oh, okay.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I record from my car sometimes. And when I park at a shopping center, it'll start off well until like maybe somebody who is very animated with their conversation decides to have that conversation in the parking space.
Next to
and
your car.
And off they go. Yeah, exactly. Super loud. And, you know, you just have to wait and wait.
But yeah. I've identified a couple of office blocks in Joburg that have like quiet car parks. So I, you know, drive in there. Security lets me through thinking I'm, you know, all about business. Then once in there, I find a spot and off I go.
Yeah, that's my daily thing. Yeah, yeah. So I have to find a spot that is far away from the city. So there's no trucks driving past all the time. Or that doesn't have birds tweeting outside. I find a really quiet spot in a forest, but then it's beep, 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 beep. Oh.
Yeah. Like even here, we've got Haridas. I mean,
oh gosh.
Today I'm recording this from home because I'm not at the studio. And out there, I could hear the Haridas, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm about to speak to Gail. How's this going to pan out? But I think, yeah, it's going well. So the noise being a major thing. But how about in terms of settling down and that kind of thing? Are there any challenges that come to mind, which you know, somebody who might be considering going your route should know about?
Well, if you like dealing with SHIT a lot, come and join me, because
yeah.
No, but literally I have to empty the toilet every day.
Oh man. Oh yeah, I never thought of that. The last time I heard a story similar was when I was watching this thing about those cruise ships.
Yeah,
those fancy ship liners and whatnot, and so they were talking about how you know the thing works, and then they had this whole thing about how many trucks pull up once the ship docks.
Yeah.
How many trucks pull up to suck up all the sewage and then take it off site? So yeah, okay, thank you for bringing us back to reality.
On a small scale, but there it is. Something you don't do on a normal basis.
So you still have some crap moments.
Yeah. I do.
Or anyway, moving away from you know shit talk. Any other challenges?
Well, let's rather talk about the great stuff. What's amazing is that I have a different view out my window every day, or every day I move. I have a new garden, a new view. I can see the ocean one day. Yesterday I was at the ocean. Today I'm back in the town.
Yeah.
So yeah, every day. Oh,
how do you
wonderful.
Plan it though? Do you just kind of like up and move when you want to, or do you have like a schedule in your mind? Like I'm going to do 3 days at this spot, then 5 days at that spot, or do you just, you know, go on a whim?
It depends if I have an end destination. Like last year I needed to go from the very north to the very south because I had a class in the south on the 1st of October.
Oh,
so I took an entire month to do 1,000 kilometers.
Oh, wow.
So I drove like 30 Ks every day, and every morning I would look around a circle of where might be a good spot in the next 50 Ks to stop. And then I would find these most amazing things, like in the middle of a forest with sculptures, or on a snail farm, discover the life cycle of snails. Wow. Every day is different.
Yeah. Do you have like a guide, or, you know, guys that, you know, put out that information on a forum or something, or are you just discovering this stuff as you go?
Yes, there's apps. Park for Night is my most useful app. Ah. And then there's Home Camper. And okay. Yeah, there's all sorts of apps. So I spend an hour every day deciding where I'm going. But I still do have time to work. Sometimes I spend two nights in a spot and then there's the entire day to work. So,
all right, Gail, two more questions. One is in terms of safety, you know, like any other place, you know, I'd be concerned about you being in a camper. You know, I'm not saying, you know, woman, because I've got daughters. And so I'm wondering in terms of how safe it is for you being on your own and being on this journey. Is it cool in France?
It's cooler than in South Africa, but it's not 100%. So I do have to be careful.
Yeah.
I've been told off by family and friends, oh my God, you stayed all by yourself in the middle of a forest. Are you crazy?
Yeah,
there could
be
some crazy, creepy, and maybe there would have been, but I was lucky there wasn't. But I am careful. I do check all the comments when I go to big cities, which I try to avoid. Try to go to quiet places where there's not going to be vandals. But I mean, it can happen. Yeah. Security is a risk in France.
And you've got a taser and a little knob curry or something.
I don't. No.
Oh, really? Okay. You should have just said, in case somebody's listening now and makes you a soft target, you should have said, yes, I'm packing 357 Magnum on me.
No, what I don't do is I put all the branding on my van, which I had planned to do. I wanted to put all the branding and be, woo, Gail, voiceover, like I had on my car before. And make it a talking point. But now I prefer just to be, try and be as
anonymous and like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, and then just lastly now, what's been your lesson from this journey that maybe keeps recurring in your mind as you go forward, maybe like that you can share with us?
Dream something big, make it happen, and just live the dream. It's possible. You just have to decide. Whatever it is, small or big, just do it. That's my message.
All right. Gail, thanks so much. Every time I'm recording in my car, I'll think of you.
And that was the voiceover plug with Chilulemba. Catch Chilu on social media using the handle @Chilulemba. And if you haven't checked out his memoir, Finding My Voice, get it as an audiobook on Audible and ebook or paperback on Amazon.